Linda Morris. I knew God had called me to go to missions. The call was clear and had been since I was 14. Though I knew I was supposed to go, the busyness of day-to-day living, marriage, and raising children had dulled that sense of urgency to go. On this evening in June, I sat in a large church auditorium, quietly worshiping, fearfully opening my heart to hear from the Lord. Then I heard it, a gentle voice calling my name. When I responded, "Yes, Lord," the answer came back like a shout, "Move it!" The force behind that instruction was so strong, I could physically feel it through my heart. I knew, no more dragging my feet, no more delays. It was time to get out of my comfort nest and go. I looked at my husband, and he, too, knew it was time. The first step was to call Kings Way Missionary Institute and finalize arrangements to attend when classes began in August. Our application to the school had already been accepted, but we had not yet received a formal notice. The second step was to list our house for sale. We expected to live on the proceeds from the house sale during our year of language school. We began to sort our belongings, tossing some and giving away others, selling the most cumbersome, and packing what we believed were the essentials. By mid-August, we drove our station wagon and our van loaded to the top with our last possessions, our four boys stuffed into the little spaces remaining between the suitcases and boxes. It was an adventure. South Texas is vastly different in appearance than northern Kansas and Missouri. Trees, flowers, and architecture are all different. Even the look and sound of the people are different. We arrived at the school and were assigned a two-bedroom mobile home for our family of six to live in on campus. Our oldest camped out on the couch since he would soon return to live with friends in Blue Springs, Missouri. Our other three boys crowded into one small bedroom. At night you could hear the possums under the trailer. They seemed to have found a home directly under the boys' room. Once when I was standing in the middle of the room talking with my boys and settling them for bed, I felt the floor under my feet lifted up. I freaked out. The possums had to go. Classes were great. I loved learning a new language, memorizing dialogues, and adding new words to my vocabulary. Tests were a challenge, but I passed them all with high scores. The greatest challenge of all was money. We had none. After paying the school tuition and books and rent, there was basically nothing left. We began to receive monthly financial support from two older gentlemen in our church back home. The grand total of the two gifts was $45 a month. Even in 1988, that didn't buy much food for three teens. We considered finding part-time jobs off campus, or one of us quitting school to get a full-time job to support the family while one went to school, then switching positions the next semester. No suggested solution seemed to be a good one for our family right then. Thanksgiving approached and money was tight, too tight to go home to Kansas for the holiday if we wanted to go back for Christmas. So we resolved to spend our first Thanksgiving on campus. There was no money for extra food. Oh, how I grieved, my first holiday away from family. We were able to put enough money together to drive home for Christmas. One of our blessed supporters, who gave financially and faithfully $20 a month, also gave us for Christmas a huge bag of rice and another of beans, along with a collection of canned goods. We lived off those bags of rice and beans for weeks with gift boxes from Melody Lane. Those boxes often contained foods I had never heard of before, or foods I had no idea how to cook. But other families at the school, in similar circumstances, pooled resources, and we learned to eat new foods and cook different dishes. During the second semester, the school moved us to a newer, larger apartment. The extra space made it so much easier. Our boys were having the time of their lives as they explored the area around campus and spent time with some of the single young men who were students in the language school. Even our first hurricane, Hurricane Gilbert, was a blast to our boys. For the adults of the household, it was not so much fun, especially when it came time to pay for tuition, books, electricity, rent, gas, car maintenance, and other essentials of life. Things finally came crashing down on me emotionally, and I began to weep in a class. During a break between classes, when we normally went to the cafeteria with the other students to fellowship together, I ran home in tears. I reached for the door, hardly able to see it for the tears, and fell over a box of food sitting right in front of the door. I looked around but saw no one, so I grabbed up the box and carried it to the kitchen counter. I was so excited to find that box. I just had to share the news with my husband, so I ran out to find him. Just as class began, I was able to give him the news. When class ended for the day, I walked back to our apartment again to try to figure out something to cook for lunch. Again, something was in front of our door. A large bundle. A frozen turkey. Again, no one was around, not even the people who lived next door, who were always near. I grabbed up that turkey, threw it into the refrigerator, and raced out to find my husband and share this good news. Excitement abounded, but there was more. God was not yet finished. When I got back from talking with my husband about the turkey treasure, I found there was yet another giant box and several more bags of food in front of our door. We had so much food I could not find a place for all of it in the cabinets and refrigerator, so we were able to share with the large family next door who were also struggling, the same way we were. During all this time, our house in Missouri did not sell, and the money we had counted on to provide for our family was not there. We struggled, we scrimped, we prayed daily for God's provision, and He provided, sometimes just enough, sometimes more than enough. Our faith grew during these months between August and April. We became more and more confident that God is our provider. We learned that He is trustworthy and true. Where He guides, He will provide, as the saying goes. Things have been tough for us financially from time to time since 1988. But never again did I doubt, question, or agonize over it all like I did that year. I know my God is greater than any problem, and He will provide an answer. To this day, we do not know who God used to deliver the food to our apartment on campus that wonderful day. I still marvel at the timing of it all. We simply know that it came from the hand of God and was gratefully received. God is.